Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
I've had numerous people write me through the ages to request a sure proof way to never get hurt, to always see the red flags in advance, and to save themselves from heartache. And you know, there is no magic bullet. I wish I could give you that. I can help you with some tips so that you can start to see the inkling of this coming before it happens. And to do so, I am going to read a request from one of my viewers. Everybody, if you don't know, SusanWinter.net, relationship expert, best-selling author, you can write to me at SusanWinter.net. Go to the contact page. Underneath media, you're going to find a little box for the question and answer. I might answer you in an email. I could answer it on my podcast, or I may answer it in a video. This is from Melissa, who wants to know how to figure out the red flags long before they happen. Alyssa writes, Susan, your videos are very unique, and I appreciate the wisdom you share with us. Thank you, Alyssa. You always mention that we should look for someone who wants what we want and also wants it with us. That's true. That's one of my phrases. My question is, how can we sense the resistance in the other person sooner rather than later and walk away before any damage is inflicted to our self-worth? Many thanks, Alyssa. Boy, Alyssa, do I wish that I could tell you that one, right? But what I can tell you is this. There are some markers that you can pay attention to. Firstly, and this is probably the most important, how you feel, your gut on the inside. When they begin to change how they feel about the relationship, perhaps long before any actions are changed, you will begin to sense that you're getting uncomfortable. You'll not feel as much at ease. You'll start to feel yourself constrict. And that's because your higher knowing, your intuitive self, is picking up on the information that has not yet been revealed. And I know that this can be difficult for some of you to figure out if you have an anxious personality type, if you have a basic distrustful nature, and you kind of always think that something, you know, the other shoe is going to drop. This can be hard for you to discern. But for the rest of you, generally speaking, you are going to notice that you begin to feel a sense of uncertainty. That's the beginning, a little bit. Okay. Another marker, their consistency. They called you every day. They made sure to secure your time. They called in advance to get a date with you. They wanted to make sure that they saw you. You will note an inconsistency. First, you get the feeling, then you get the action. They start to withdraw, they start to pare down. And in the beginning, there's an excuse. They're busy, this has happened, they're worried about something, they're stressed, they're not feeling well, they will give you an excuse. But you need to track their chart here. Like, are they still calling you? Are they still texting? And you may even ask them, and they're going to make up an excuse if they're going to pull away because they don't want to deal with it right now. They're not 100% out, but they're either examining other options or they're not so sure about you, or they're just, you know, whatever. It's over for them. And another thing is, if you are intimate, you will notice that they are pulling away romantically. There is not as much effort if you're having sex. It might be late and fairly inconvenient for you and they have to rush off and go someplace else. It's not going to feel as rewarding as before. I wish I had the magic thing that one glimmer in their eye and they blink twice and you're going to know that catastrophe is coming. I wish I had that for you. But remember, people who do this, people who tend to get in quickly and get out quickly and backpedal to do so, they're pretty good at this routine because they've practiced it. And they can get it down to a science so that it serves them, meaning so that they can kind of prep you for their leaving to pull away slowly. And then when they do so, it's not so much of a shock. You always need to retain yourself. Another just bit of information. The deeper you fall, the more you need to invest in yourself. And while all of your attention and focus and dreams are focused on them and what's going to happen in the future, that's the exact time when you catch yourself going over that line. Pull back with the self-care. Pull back in making time to see your friends. Pull back in going to the gym. Pull back in being able to apply yourself to business. If they're the real deal and they want what you want and they want it with you, they will adjust their schedule. And you tell them, don't do to them what they do to you. You tell them in advance, I am going to spend a night with my girlfriends. I need to do this. I'm interested in you. Don't think I'm pulling away. I just want to do this. This will help you. You know, oftentimes falling in love comes at the cost of losing ourselves. And it's a challenge to move that much, to be that open, to love that furiously and passionately, and to just let go and not lose ourselves. So this is, honestly, there's a lot of acrobatics here. I mean, I got to be honest. You're going to have to be like Cirque du Soleil. Take care of myself. Spin this top. Pay attention to them. Watch for the signs. Make sure I feel good about myself. Take care of myself. Speak up when I feel something. Always ask. You know, if you've had that honesty conversation in the beginning that sets the template for we can be truthful, you will have a much better relationship and you won't have to guess that much. You know, people will never feel safe if they can't be themselves. People will never feel loved if they have to hide who they are. It's so much better to be adults and have these difficult conversations and let it be known from day one that you're willing to do so, because when they hit an emotional bump that's stopping them from moving forward, at least if you ask, they might have the courage to say, yeah, I feel terrible. I'm not feeling it and I don't know why. Worse yet, I don't even know that I want to fix it. And as painful as that is to hear, I guarantee you that you will feel so much closer to that person by the fact that they told you the truth. This radical truth-telling, you know, listen, be kind. You don't need to tell everything in your mind. But to think of being honest and that forthcoming, I'll tell you what, even if they are dumping you, you know what? And they could say that, you will admire them. You will have a whole different take on the breakup. It'll still hurt, but you'll be like, damn, they actually said it like it was. I'm so grateful that you told me, instead of me thinking my internal compass is off because I felt you pulling away. And the worst thing we can do is screw up somebody's internal compass by telling them that everything's okay when it's not. And this goes for us as well. You know, if we're going to ask them to play honorably, we have to be willing to do the same. I hope this has helped you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. Don't hesitate to check out Breakup Triage, The Cure to Heartache, 33 minutes of an audiobook that you can get free on Audible. And you can download it for a couple bucks if you don't have Audible. And it'll get you through everything. My voice, I did the recording. If you want consultation, check me out. Go to the website. Everything is in the show notes below. And I wish you a happy dating experience. Thank you.